There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we highlight children's book authors. This is a great day to do this. I love the Saturday show where we speak to an author of a children's book, and then we have Cora read an excerpt of that book on Cora's Corner. Right now, I have on the line with me Dee Green, and she is the author of Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dee Green.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're most welcome, and it's always interesting to me how someone comes up with an idea to create a book, to write a book, especially when it comes to children's books. My grandmother, she loved to write herself. She never authored a book, but she certainly could have. She loved reading to me when I was a small child. As a matter of fact, I start one of my segments with she and I reading a story, singing a song, and that's something that we did a lot. What is it about you, Dee, that led you to being a children's book author?
Well, it's interesting you would say that, because my background sort of brings me from the same place. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents when I was small. As a matter of fact, I lived with them for, you know, quite a few years, and they were great storytellers. And so I love the stories, love to listen to the stories. Some of them seemed a little crazy. So as I got older, I started to vet some of the stories, if you will, to see if they were actually true by asking other family members or doing research. And I collected old photos. She had given me my great-grandmother's photos, and so I wanted to put stories with those and got interested in family history. And over time, as I started to research family, I got more into history. You know, history in school really taught me to memorize dates and times and places, but not much about real history. So I got really interested in history, so I started researching everything all around them. Believe it or not, most people are not really interested in family history. But I spent about 40 years researching my own family, and recently I was helping a gentleman out of Georgia research patriots of the American Revolution for a certain area in Georgia, Liberty County, Georgia, to be exact. And I tripped up on this soldier, this Hessian, that had fought in the Revolution, and I had questions about him, and nobody could seem to answer him, and Bill couldn't answer him. And so I said, well, I'm going to research this guy and see what I find out. So he said, well, let me know what you find out. So I researched him and found out more than you can imagine. And as I continued to research, I decided, well, I'll see what happens to the family that he left behind. And it turns out that this gentleman was my husband's ancestor. So I don't know if I was destined to find the story. And so the book came out of trying to share that story with my grandchildren to get them interested in family history and history. They're not particularly interested as a general rule, but in family history, I don't know about history so much. But so I wrote the children's story and shared it with my husband. And he said, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get this illustrated? And so I knew Hope, and I reached out to her to get some advice, thinking, you know, this is a pie in the sky kind of idea. And she came back to me and said she would like to do the illustration. So the book was born out of that.
That is so interesting, because I actually do love genealogy. Family history has always been important to me. And unfortunately, the ones that I would speak to about family history the most are no longer with me. But I enjoyed those conversations, and that's why you do it, is because you can learn about your family, have that information so that you can pass to the next generation.
Well, exactly, and it still amazes me. Grandparenting is different now, and people live differently than they did before. When I was small, you know, I lived close to family, and, you know, continuing to do family research kept me connected to my grandparents even after they were gone, even now. And I just found that most people weren't interested in it. So I thought, well, I have to find a better way to pass that information on to my grandchildren. And they're just really excited about this book. They've never really been excited about family history before. But it amazes me how many grandchildren don't know their grandparents' name, or how many children don't know their grandparents' names, or sometimes even their aunt and uncle's names. They don't know anything about their family. And that's kind of sad to me. So I hope that this book will encourage children and maybe even adults to get interested in their own family history and to get interested in the history of our country. And so I'm hoping that's what this book will help accomplish in the end, is just to get them more involved in history and family history. It's actually a true story. It's just told through the eyes of a mouse.
And it's great that your grandchildren already love the idea, the concept of this book, and that should give you some idea that there are those out there who will also want to read this. I love the fact that you have taken history and then combined it with this little mouse and created something very interesting so that the youngest of our people can embrace history, learn to love it through these stories. When we can share an educational message and it can be fun, I think that's really an incredible thing to be able to do.
Oh, I hope so. And I think so too. So, you know, I'm just hoping that as parents are reading the book, you know, the children will start to wonder, well, wonder if my grandpa was in the Revolutionary War, or, you know, any question like that that might pop into their head that maybe their parents can help them figure out. Throughout the book, there's the children's story, but throughout the book, there's pages of that scattered throughout the book of historical facts about the Revolutionary War and about the Hessians' role in the Revolutionary War. So I don't know about you, but as I'm reading stories to my children and grandchildren, when my children were small, they would ask questions. And so this will help, hopefully, to be able to answer those questions and to stimulate that interest even further. So,
right now, folks, we're talking to Dee Green. She is the author of Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War, by D.S. Green and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. We'll continue this conversation on the other side, and we'll share how people can get a hold of this book and be able to share this history, this fun, with the young person that they love, okay?
That sounds good to me.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi everybody, this is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city and works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk to author Dee Green. She has a new book out, a children's book, Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War, illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Dee Green.
Thank you.
What an exciting time for you to be able to see your book and hold it in your hand and then know that your book is going to be available in various stores, various places on the internet. How does that make you feel?
Well, it feels pretty good, actually. It was a long, fun project. Hope was a dream to work with, and we had another lady, Stacy Cole, that helped keep us on track and helped us with some technical things. And my granddaughter, Liberty Green, who is in art college, she helped us with the technical things, getting it over to get it published and that sort of thing. So it was a fun project. Happened all online, without us seeing each other, emails flying back and forth. So to see it finally come into print, like you said, and hold it in my hand is a very rewarding feeling.
I want to encourage other people who have a thought in their mind as well to take that step. What was it, again, for you, Dee, that caused you to take the step, not only to love reading, to have someone read to you as a young person and for it to influence you, but to actually say, you know what, I'm going to put my thoughts on paper and I'm actually going to create a book and I'm going to show the world this book?
Well, I've done this throughout my life because the stories that my grandparents passed on and things that I learned, I didn't want to lose that. So I would make little notes. And a few years ago, I put a family book together. And like I said, family books as a general rule are not real exciting, can be kind of boring. But I tried to keep to just stories and not so much dates, times, and places because history is so much more than that. And so when I did the book, it's just one of those things that when I research a subject, I pull all my thoughts together. I usually write a short story and I tuck it away. And this one became special because it turned out, unbeknownst to me, that it was going to be my husband's ancestor. And, you know, what a eureka moment that was when I figured that out. So he's excited about it. The kids are excited about it. So I just think it's important sometimes to make those notes as you go along. And we're lazy about it. We don't do it. But then you get to the point where you forget them or you don't have the same recall that you did. So making those notes and putting them together certainly helps.
I think it would be great if we have educators listening right now and they want to bring this book into their schools, maybe a librarian that's listening and has the ability to bring a new book, or a teacher who would like to teach history using your book.
Well, this book would make a good teaching book because there is a story that I think will hold the interest, or I hope will hold the interest of the younger children. And then certainly there's an educational component with the pages scattered throughout that give more detail and facts about the people that fought in the war and the war itself. So it would certainly be a good teaching tool. I have a reading coming up at a local school, and I'm looking forward to that. It'll be interesting to see how the children react to it, you know, firsthand.
Where can people find this book? Where is it available currently?
Initially, the book is available only Barnes & Noble's online. You would go to the Barnes & Noble's website and order the book and have it shipped directly to you. I will have a book signing in April. I don't have a set date yet, in the Rogersville area. And there'll be others that will come up all along the way. But for now, you can purchase the book from Barnes & Noble's online.
Excellent. And we have Cora on Cora's Corner reading a little bit of Henry the Hessian, a German mouse in the American Revolutionary War. And I hope that people enjoy the excerpt that Cora will be reading, and then they will go and get their copy as well.
Well, I'm sure when they hear Cora read it, they're going to want a copy of it, that sweet little voice. Well, so thank you, Cora, for reading my book. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it causes you to be interested in your own family and in your country's history, America.
Absolutely. What a wonderful message for people, especially our young people, as we try to encourage a love of history, a love of country, a love of faith. When all that comes together, I believe it makes us a better people and a stronger people. And I hope that Cora does learn lessons from our family history. And there are good things we can learn from family history. There are some things that might not be so good, but we can learn from history and we can make some changes if necessary. We can improve ourselves and we can make those loved ones that have gone on before us very proud to say that we are from that line. And I appreciate my family so much in our history, the struggles, the good things that have happened. And it does make a difference in our lives, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we understand who it was that led us here. It took generations to get us to the point where we are today, even for you writing this book.
Well, it did, and it's amazing what our forefathers and foremothers went through to get us here. They had ideas and struggles and sacrifices, and good and bad things happened to them, and there's, you know, people that did good things and people that did bad things, but it's all part of who we are. And we need to, at least in my opinion, know who we are and where we came from, and celebrate that and learn from it, either to not make the same mistakes or to hopefully do some of the same good things that they did.
Excellent. Dee Green, what a joy to have you here on the Mark White Show today, and thank you so much. And you keep me posted, and then any other works that you have coming in the future, we'll also share about that. But for now, with Barnes & Noble online, we want people to get Henry the Hessian and enjoy this book, learn some history, and just delve into your own family history and love of country. These are some things that are very important to instill in our young people. So thank you again for joining me on the Mark White Show today, Dee Green.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Cora, for the reading.
Folks, you heard Dee. Cora's coming up next on Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner, coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War, by D.S. Green and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey.
Long ago, in the year 1731, a family called the Brunswickers were living in the home of a soldier named Johann Bode in Brunswick, Germany. They were a proud mouse family that had lived in the Bode home for as long as they could remember. It was a peaceful time, but that same year the Parliament of Great Britain hired Johann and his fellow soldiers to be ready just in case they ever had to go to war. Johann still lived with his parents, and although he was only 16, he was ready to be a soldier. He was a kind and thoughtful young man, and after each meal he left a small block of cheese or a pinch of bread at the door of the Brunswickers' nest, so they never went hungry. This toy was passed to him from his father. Sometimes there was also a scrap of cloth left so the mother mouse could make a bed or a blanket to keep them warm. One day soon, Mama Brunswick's sewing skills would prove to be even more valuable. Johann grew up and married a lovely lady named Dorothea. They soon had a son they named Frederick. In 1754, they had another son and named him Johann Heinrich Bode Jr. When Heinrich was older, his father passed on the chore of making sure the Brunswickers were fed each day. They were so grateful that when they had a son, they called him Henry Bode von Brunswicker. Johann and Dorothea's sons, Frederick and Heinrich, grew up to be soldiers. Johann was honored his sons chose to follow in his footsteps. Henry never thought he could or would become a soldier because he was a mouse. Henry's thoughts were about to change. Dessert was a special treat from a bakery, so leftover dessert was rare in the Bode household. Since there were no dessert crumbs to share, each morning, Henry Brunswicker would sneak out to the local bakery to gather sweets for his family. One morning in 1776, after his run to the bakery, Henry met up with his cousin George for a picnic. George was a royal household mouse. He told Henry that he heard Prince Karl of Brunswick say that all soldiers were being sent away to America to fight in a war with Britain. What was Henry to do? He couldn't let Heinrich go to a foreign land alone. Henry felt he had no choice but to go too. Henry hurried home and shared the news with his family and insisted he must go with Heinrich to keep him safe. Surely Frederick was going too. But it was Heinrich that made sure the Brunswickers were always warm and never went hungry. Henry's family agreed he should go. Henry's mother took pieces of cloth she had saved and quickly made him a little uniform. And his father hammered him a sword from a small nail he found inside their wall. A walnut shell became his helmet. His brothers and sisters filled his pack with crumbs and nuts. Henry's family thought he was dashing in his uniform and very proud, but they were sad to see him go. Peering out of the door of his family nest, Henry saw Heinrich and Frederick getting ready to leave on their journey when they heard a knock on the big house door. "Time to go, Bodeman," a man yelled loudly. Henry was a quick mouse and scurried into Heinrich's haversack, a cloth bag for carrying a soldier's food. It was a dark and bumpy trip inside Heinrich's haversack. But soon they were on a ship bound for America. Henry was excited for the adventure, but a little frightened too. Find out what happened to Henry, Heinrich, and Frederick by ordering your copy of Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War. The book is available at Barnes & Noble online.
Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War, is written by D.S. Green and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. You have been listening to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White. You can listen to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate author D. Green for sharing about Henry the Hessian today here on The Mark White Show, and we appreciate another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If you are encouraged by The Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know what we're doing on The Mark White Show to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. are my kind of